Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1172. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabar and Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Rafur Shalem Avram Ben Shalamas, Shetaka Rafur Shalem of Sech Shechol Yisrael. Getting back to Amalach of Shoichet slaughtering. Okay, we are in middle of talking about various different type of insects in reference to washing them. We spoke a little bit about last year, is one allowed to walk in general? Do they have to sit and watch every step they take? We said that's not a problem. Just getting back a minute to our washing down the insects when there is water. So we said in a case of a bathroom by a toilet, so if a person does have a choice, so brings down, I just want to read from the Sefer, Machan Leshiftecha, also he brings down the same thing, Lemaisa. Just reading his Lashon on in Ois Pei, Siftes Ois Pei, he says, L'chatchila ein l'hakol l'hoirid, May beisakise. L'chatchila, one is not allowed to, if there's, let's say, a fly, right? There's a fly, or there's a couple of flies, or whatever, or any insect that's alive in the toilet bowl, it's also, l'chatchila is also to flush it, k'sheroy sham zivuvim chayim, of a b'makam sheyefshe, when it's a case in time where it's, where a person doesn't have a choice, sheyefshe loy ba'oifen acher, v'noiga l'kavod abrias, right? I need the bathroom, this is the only bathroom I have, like we said last time, yesh lidchaik limsai taimim l'hakol b'zeh. So there are, like we said, there are ways one will be allowed to, but if possible, one should try and use a different bathroom. Now, but that's as far as a bathroom. Now, the place can really don't bring down too much in reference to a sink, but I think it's a dove push it by a sink of... If somebody's in the bathroom, right? So they're good. So they use whatever they had to use. But now they want to use the water from the sink. That's already much harder. The question is, a sink is not really covered abrius. What, you know, you wash your hands. So it's like this. In general, if there's a sink in the bathroom, right? A sink in the bathroom. So a person has a sink in the kitchen. They should use the sink in the kitchen, whatever the case is. Or there's usually most places, most houses, most apartments, is not only one sink. A toilet, it could be, it's one bathroom, whatever the case is. But as far as a sink, you have a kitchen sink, you have a bathroom sink. So bedafka to say, well, I'll go and put on the water, I'll wash my hands, and there's a bug, there's a fly over there, or there's something whereby... that there's a bug over there that's alive. When I put on the water, I'm just going to wash it down the drain. So you got a person that's careful that you can't do. One has to be careful when putting on the sink. Now, there's various different ways to work with it if need be, right? So let's say the bug, it's alive. So by a sink, it's a little bit easier than a toilet. If a fly, let's say, is floating around in the water, in the toilet bowl, right? That a person used the toilet or they're going to use the toilet. So that could be harder, right? To get it out or whatever, to make it fly away. But in a sink itself, you have a dry sink before a person and puts on the water per se. So number one, if a person sees something there, usually in a sink you could see if there's an insect there that's alive. So first thing is obviously to try and shoo it away, to try and obviously without killing it, not trapping it, just get it to fly away or get it to run away. So that's number one. If a person really can't, and it's just they need the sink, it's hard. So we've spoken about in the past various different ways. A person could take a cup, they could take a plate or whatever the case is, or even a tissue and have the insect run onto it. You know, you put it by the insect over there. Usually, case in time, will run into the cup, again, without trapping it, without closing the cup, run into the cup or run onto the plate, and it's open, so it could just like run away, fly away at any time, and then either, you know, throw it into place without killing it, whereby it will still be alive. Let's say like out the window in a case whereby one could carry, it's a backyard, it's fenced off, there's an eruv or whatever the case is. And so to put it, have it go in a place whereby one would be allowed to carry. That's what we spoke about last time. So the one person has to be careful, when using a sink and they see that a live insect over there, not just to go ahead, well, I'll put on the water, I'll wash my hands, and be it as it may, it is what it is. If you see the bug there, so then it becomes pretty much a psych ratio, whereby it's happening automatically that you're killing the bug. And even though you're going to say, well, it's Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, I'm just doing it really to get rid of it, I don't need the bug per se, but still it's a psych ratio on a Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, which initially is not allowed to be done just because I want to wash my hands. So one has to be careful in these situations, and if for whatever reason a person can't you know, they can't shoo it away, and it's not going to fly away, and it's not going to, you can try and get it on a paper, on a cup, or whatever. So if it's, you know, a person should try and use a kitchen sink or some other sink in the house. Usually it's not the hardest thing in the world to find some other source of water. Baruch Hashem, in our day and age, we have the average apartment, average house does have quite a number of sinks that are available until the bug actually, which a person, whatever reason, was not able to get, you know, to get it to go out, till this insect is able to fly out on its own or whatever the case might be. Now, I just want to talk about one thing. The inyan of sometimes, Rahman al-Sana, it shouldn't happen, but sometimes somebody has to check for lice, and whether it's adult or children or whatever the case might be, and it comes up on Shabbos. That they have to comb out, either comb the hair or check the hair, whatever the case is. Combing is a major, major problem on Shabbos. I just want to say, besides the fact of the killing the lice, which we're not going to get into the whole thing right now, machlokes, what, how, what, when, and where, how the whole lice issue in reference to killing lice in general. But besides that, even worse than that, you have these combs. You know, they pull out the hairs, and in general, a person's not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. Just right, and in general, a person takes a regular brush, a regular comb, you're not allowed to brush or comb your hair on Shabbos. It's prefer shalach in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because it's a psik resha, automatically, inevitably, will be pulling out hairs from a person. So when we talk about the malacha of goizes, shearing and uprooting and so on from the hairs of the body, we'll try and get into how that works exactly. But just, you know, for argument's sake, right now, just the, you know, the letter of the law, as they say, regular combing, regular brushing hair on Shabbos is also so thereby. But in these cases where there's lice or whatever, Rahman al-Slan, a person should consult their Rav. And we're not going to get into those halachas right now, but a person should consult the Rav and find out how to go about doing it. Need be if the situation does arise, because the various different problems, but there could be various different ways of working with it, possibly. Okay, so this is a very important thing to keep in mind. Where in other words, the point I'm trying to get at is not just to say, well, they're not going to do nothing, but on the other side, also not to say, well, I'll just do whatever has to be done, because in fact, there's different issues with various different steps of removing lice from one's hair. So everybody should consult their Rav and find out what has to be done in their own situation, Rahman al-Islam, if this situation does arise. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch, a kol tuv.